Before we get into this episode, I want to tell you about my latest project, HotelData.com. I've wanted for a long time to create an industry resource to show you what's going on across thousands of hotels so you can plan and make decisions in your hospitality business. And after months of working with my teams at Actable, I'm excited to say our first resource is now live and ready for you. Check it out at HotelData.com. Over the past week, we've heard from our guest experience correspondent, Danica Smith, founder of Morningstar GX and a leading expert on innovation in guest experience. If you missed those episodes, I encourage you to go back and listen. But today we're diving into something I'm personally putting into practice today, and that is unplugging from all of my digital devices. I produced this episode yesterday because today I'm stepping away from my phone and all devices for a digital detox. I believe there's real opportunity here, not only for our own mental wellness, but also for the hospitality industry at large. And that's what we're going to get into in today's episode. I'll let Danica introduce our guest. He has created an extraordinary business centered around the concept of going offline, offering a really unique approach to hospitality that helps people travel and connect more deeply with each other. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Hospitality.
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 Hospitality brings people together.
This is Hospitality Daily, the show that helps you stay informed and inspired each day by the most interesting people in hospitality. My name is Josiah McKenzie, and my goal is to help you reconnect with why you work in this industry and get fired up to go out there, delight others, and reach your goals. Let's get started.
Hi, everybody. I'm super excited today because I have somebody that I've met recently and I've admired in what he's doing. He's a complete disruptor with him and his team. So I'm happy to introduce Hector Hughes, the co-founder of Unplugged. So Hector is somebody who's challenging the always-on culture that we've all become too familiar with our handy little mobile phones. Hector's the co-founder of Unplugged. And if you haven't seen or heard or stayed at one of Unplugged's properties, it's a brand that's completely redefining the way that people log off, slow down, and truly reconnect with themselves and nature. After a successful career in tech, Hector had a life-changing digital detox that inspired him to build a new kind of hospitality guest experience, something that everybody listening to this podcast can relate to and is probably crying out for. As a hotelier in the industry, what I admire most about what Hector and his team are doing is the scale, the pace, the innovation, and the fun that they are bringing to the industry. So we're going to dive and get straight into it. So Hector, welcome to Hospitality Daily. So good to have you here.
Thank you so much, Danica. A real pleasure to be here.
So Hector, I don't know if you want to introduce Unplugged and a little bit about yourself for some of the listeners that maybe haven't had the pleasure of meeting you yet.
For sure. So very simply, it's digital detoxes at beautiful cabins in nature. And it's really that digital detox element that we're focused on. Like, there's lots of cabins out there, lots of beautiful facilities. But I think the gap we saw is, you know, it's a nice idea for people to go and spend time off their phone. And we sometimes hear, well, why can't I just go to a hotel and put my phone in a drawer? But the issue is that people aren't. And I think with everything in society moving toward being more and more online, it's actually getting rarer to spend time offline and then even more valuable. And so I think our real, you know, reason for being as a company is, can we actually get people offline for 3 days? And, you know, we do that through, I think, really trying to make it sexy. And the great thing about beautiful cabins in nature is it's sexier, that's good on social media. And so we want to make it cool to go and spend 3 days off your phone.
And for anybody that might be hearing the words digital detox, and you know, that word, that phrase kind of gets thrown around quite a lot, but it literally is, I come, I hand over my phone and I don't get receive it for 3 days.
Yeah, it's an interesting phrase. So when we were starting out, Ben and I, my co-founder, in the months running up to launching the business, we made a list of phrases we wanted to stay away from that we saw as too kind of woo-woo or just the wrong connotations. The digital detox was actually on that list. So we didn't love it at the start. But then after a while, we came to the conclusion that it is just very useful and it does what it says on the tin. So rather than stay away from that as a phrase, we're just trying to redefine how people see that, I think. Because I think the issue with the, let's call it the digital detox space, is there's very little innovation in that space because basically no one makes money when you're off your phone. They make money when you're on your phone. They can advertise to you. So as a result, it's really just consultants running corporate workshops. And so I think all of the narrative around our phones and, you know, spending time on them is very heavy. It's very mental health related, which is obviously super important, but I think does have a bit of a branding problem and doesn't necessarily affect change in people. And so, yeah, the focus has been, how can we really make this something that's aspirational, that people actually want to go and do?
Yeah. You know, I admire you and your co-founder to claim that phrase, you know, as what it actually means and what it actually is. So, I mean, I'm such a huge fan of Unplugged. You are really redefining the way that we travel by offering this complete digital detox experience in beautiful locations in cabins. I want to take it back a step. And what was your aha moment that kind of led you to start Unplugged?
For sure. So like many things, I think it came from our pain, my pain. And the insight came in 2019. And I'd met Ben about 3 years before that. We were the first two employees at a tech startup. Did the whole high growth, international expansion, a lot of fun, but just got sick of it and a little burnt out. And in 2019, I was just, yeah, I think very dissatisfied with my life, flying around the world to set up these offices, spending all day on my phone, just really kind of lost my joy for life, and went off to a silent retreat in the Himalayas, a recommendation of a friend. Initially, he suggested that. I thought, I can't go and do that. Like, what would the guys at work think? But eventually got myself out there, and it was this Buddhist temple on top of a mountain. The best thing about it is when you get there, they take your phone off you and you spend 10 days completely cut off from the outside world. And actually the 10 days in silence, like the silence part of it is surprisingly easy and just very powerful. Weirdly, you form very close bonds with other people that, like, when you're in silence together, there's something very intense about it. But the big revelation was, oh my God, you can actually spend all this time offline. And it's amazing what it does to the mind going offline. So what we found since is that it takes about a day for the mind to settle down. So the first day, you're a little bit more anxious, you know, you get your phantom buzzing in the pocket, whatever it is. But then we just start to get this deep sense of calm. So we've really focused on creating an experience where people can get into that state and stay in that state. So the industry average in, let's call it the cabin space, is 1.8 nights. But for us, that's not really long enough because, you know, you come out of London, stressed out, you might spend one evening and then back the next day, and you haven't really got the full effects. So we fix it at 3 nights. And so I think where we try to do things differently is, rather than building another short-term rentals business, absolutely no problem with that, but it's really focused on, like, how can we position somewhere between accommodation and retreat? So it's fixed at 3 nights. You actually come and lock your phone away. So really we see ourselves as an experience company rather than just accommodation. And I think having built the business through that lens, it just means that you make choices differently. For better or worse, right? Like, there's some things we've been very slow on the uptake on. But I think it has, by chance, helped us carve out, you know, a unique positioning in the space.
What kind of resistance did you have when you first started in the early days? And how did you and your co-founder and the team push through and just continue striving forward?
Yes, we had a lot of resistance right down to a few months before we launched, when I remember speaking to a really successful growth advisor consultant. And he said to me, why are you going to go and pay for a cabin and try out this no phones thing? Like, why don't you just put up a landing page and you can drive traffic to it and test if people want to lock away their phone or not? And the issue with that is they probably would have chosen to not lock away their phones, but it's not the company we wanted to build, and it's not the change we want to make in the world. And so I think, like, that has always been very grounding, which is, you know, we've really come from a place of, like, I think this is missing in the world, and there is a real sense of, if we don't do this, no one else will. So we have a very strong conviction that I don't think the world will necessarily go in this direction, but I think it should. I think the future is much more malleable than we think. Like, we think that it's very deterministic and it was always going to work out that way. But if you look back on history, it's, you know, frequently being changed by individuals or small groups of individuals. And I think we're moving into a society where everything is going more and more online and all the momentum is in that direction. And I think from our own experience, we've just found that by spending time offline, and once you do that, once you have that light bulb moment of, oh my God, I can just spend 3 days offline and access this deep sense of calm and the world doesn't end, then it actually makes you crave it more. And so it starts to send that momentum in another direction. So I think that's really where we see ourselves injecting the value. But then when we actually launched, the first few guests saw a camera on Instagram, they came to come and stay and didn't think we were serious about the phones thing. So we were checking people in at that stage and we tried to take their phones off them and they were like, no way, what are you doing? So we realized that it's won or lost before they come. It's almost a behavioral psychology problem. And I've spoken to so many people in the space, hospitality business owners, who have mentioned that they've tried digital detoxing in the past and it hasn't really worked. And what they found and kind of concluded off the back of that is that it doesn't work if it's just a feature. So if you are running your hotel business and you have an add-on of, by the way, you can come for a digital detox, it's not enough, right? So people will be like, yeah, you know, nice idea, maybe I'll come and do this. And by the time you get there, it's like, nah, you know, I've got to stay in touch. So what we found is that the whole business needs to be geared around this one point. So all, as you spoke about, all of the messaging on social media, all, the whole experience has to be designed around, we are supporting you to come and lock your phone away so that people are excited about that's what they're coming to do. They tell their friends, they tell their family. So what we found is as the brand has grown and, you know, we've really focused on how do we evoke a very strong emotional reaction in people, then that's what really gets people to do it. If I mention what we do to someone now, we'll get a very strong reaction in one of two directions. Either they'll be like, that sounds incredible, get me there now, or they'll be like, no fucking way I can do that. So,
and both are needed, but both are the perfect guests for you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think it's just a true testament to, when you have a very clear vision, mission, it makes it very easy. That's your North Star to follow. And that's the difference between what Unplugged embodies as an essence of a digital detox guest experience compared to, oh, you know, I have a hotel in New York and I'm offering a 3-night stay digital detox. Can't really compare the two. So I would be interested to know more about the kind of guest experience. So obviously digital detox is a bold promise in our hyper-connected world. We know it's needed. There's a demand for it. Clearly you have great occupancy levels. And, you know, if you talk to anybody, like you say, most people are like, I need to remove my phone from my left hand. But what's the most surprising behavior shift you've seen from some of your guests during your stay? Do you have any interesting stories that has really shocked you of where they've kind of removed their phones, and what does that look like for your guests? That's quite shocking.
I think it's interesting. It's kind of as expected, but what's nice is like people will just go back and make those subtle changes. So you might get couples who go back and decide to do a day a week where they'll go to a restaurant and leave their phones at home. Or we get a lot of people who fall in love with the map in the cabin or the Polaroid camera, and they'll go home and buy that and just start to use it more around the house. So yeah, it's amazing the kind of high percentage of guests that will actually go back and make some sort of change. It might just be buying an alarm clock to keep your phone out of the bedroom, or whatever it is. So I think there's something really interesting. Like it's mostly couples that come to stay. It's probably 75% couples. And what's really interesting is I think being offline together for 3 days really sparks that conversation between couples. And it's a very profound experience for a couple, because most couples who have been together for less than a decade probably haven't spent a day together without their phones. And there's some amazing research that just having a phone switched off on the table next to you reduces empathy between two people and actually reduces your IQ, so you'll perform worse in an IQ test. So you can imagine that's switched off, and most couples, someone is on their phone at some point for most of the day, and if they're not, it's going to be on the table. So there's almost a very intense kind of moment where you're left with each other. And what we've also found, which has been interesting and surprising, is sometimes on that first day when you're feeling a bit more tense, there'll just be like a blowout and an argument and whatever it is. Because often these things are like building up in relationship for months and months and months and don't come out. And actually when you get your phone away, you kind of remove the distraction. And so it gives that a chance to come out. So what we found is that's actually a very bonding experience, like after you get through the other side of that. So it's interesting the journey that people will go on during those 3 days. But yeah, really nice to see that people will actually go back and implement changes in their lives as well.
You must get asked this all the time. But what do you do when a guest refuses to hand over their phone? Is that an option? Does that happen? What happens there?
So very simply, we let them. It's self-police now. So again, we found it was a behavioral psychology problem. So it's won or lost before they even get there. And then once you get there, you've got a lockbox, a padlock that you close yourself, and a key and a sealed envelope. So it's enough friction. You don't open it on night one, but it's there if you need it. And then we found that what's super important is giving people all the tools that they need, that they might need their phone for. So a map to get around, a Nokia, a retro Nokia in case they need to contact us, a Polaroid camera to take pictures. And so giving people all those tools and getting them excited about what they're coming to do is usually enough. We do survey people and 65% lock their phone away for the whole stay, 25% check it a couple of times, and 10% don't bother at all. So we do get people who go, they just want to be in the cabin nature. You know, absolutely no problem with us at all. I think, again, it is just a better experience if you're offline, I think, but each to their own. Some people either aren't ready for that or don't want to do that, and that's absolutely fine as well. Some of our biggest advocates, we had one guest recently who ended up investing in the company, and you know, raves about us the whole time, and he has stayed many times and never locks his phone away, and that's fine as well. So each to their own.
Well, that's because, I mean, the digital detox is obviously a huge part of Unplugged, but it's not the only part. You have beautiful locations and the cabins itself are super quaint and stunning. So what kind of other, in terms of the locations and the cabin and the product, if you like, itself, what are the little details that you and your team kind of obsess over in the cabin to make sure that you really are nailing that guest experience on property as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first point there is like location is super important. So I think the, you know, more we've grown, the more we've realized just how important that is, not only to getting people to book in the first place, but also it's their experience once they're there. So we've really just put much more and more time into that. So we probably see 20 sites now for everyone that comes on board. So that's a real numbers game. You know, really got that engine working well. But then everything in the cabin is designed to, you know, slow you down. So grind your own coffee, all of these kind of things. Also, we don't try and reinvent the wheel. So I think people, when they come, just come to do the simple things. They come to walk, to read, to cook, to talk, to play board games, whatever it might be. And so it's really just about creating a space that is amazing for just those simple things. You know, we don't need all these bells and whistles and complications. So we try and, you know, have everything you need in there, but nothing more.
So cool. I mean, I'm literally listening to you, like picturing myself and my husband, like in the fields, coming back, make it a nice little coffee and sitting out, and the views are always stunning in your locations as well. Is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners, or, you know, one key takeaway, or if you feel that we've missed anything, Hector, that you would like to add today?
I mean, I'll just keep being a broken record and say, whoever's listening, just put your phone away for half an hour this afternoon, start small. And I think we could all get a lot of benefit from it.
I do have a practical question on that. And you touched on it earlier when you spoke about like the pre-stay and then the in-cabin arrival experience and then the post-stay. And you mentioned about how you kind of help your guests continue that digital detox. How do you do that? Is it through blogs? Do you have a guide that you can share with me? Is it quite structured then, or is it just kind of like you have somebody that can support your guests post-stay?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, we try and send over resources afterwards in terms of suggestions, tools, all of these kind of things. We do have a great blog. All credit to Grace, who you've spoken to from our team, who has done an amazing job with that. Yeah. And I was actually speaking to a friend yesterday who has a one-year-old, and he was talking about how he was there worried about the one-year-old starting to be attracted to screens. And his first go-to resource was the Unplugged blog to try and help him think through that issue. So that's cool. And I think, yeah, we just want to be putting out as much useful information around it, and also just I think fall in love with the problem. I think that there's a lot to be said for that, and so it's really like, how do we just really go deep on this, because I think it's a huge problem in society, and you know, there's no right answers for what our relationship should be like.
I can't wait, Hector, to get you back in. I say 2 years, but it's probably going to be a year. Like, I'm really interested to see and follow your growth and your success, but also how that guest experience and the type of guest that comes to stay at your property changes. Like, it's so funny. You probably, you know, if I ask you what your segmentation is, what are your guests? Who are your typical guests? You mentioned couples. Are they kind of Gen Z millennials?
Yeah. So we have a real mix. It's 75% couples. And I would say probably 60% of them fall into the 25 to 35, been together a couple of years or more, pre-kids, living and both working in a city like London. So that's the classic demographic. But we do have quite a wide range outside of that, so quite a long tail. So we have a lot of younger people coming now, which is awesome. I think that very much comes down to the channels that you market on. But, you know, we get people from as young as 18 coming to stay, which is really cool to see, because again, like, that's a generation which does have a different relationship with phones, you know, much more native. And to see that generation buying into it as well is really cool.
I mean, for me, like, when I think of Unplugged, what honestly I would love to do is buy a voucher. And the person that I think would benefit from it the most is my dad, my 70-year-old dad that spends, I don't know, retired 8 hours a day on Facebook.
Wow. Yeah,
Facebook marketplace and Facebook groups. I'm like, Dad, you need a digital detox. And I think that's where everybody does. And that's the reality of the world that we're in. So I'm excited to see as you scale with more cabins and start to see all these different types of guest experiences and hear the different stories of from the 18 to the 90-year-olds that all need to stay away from their phones and have a digital detox. So in terms of the future of not only Unplugged, but modern travelers, If you could change one thing about the way that modern travelers are approaching rest and recovery, what would that be?
That's a great question. I mean, fundamentally, it would just be to prioritize it more. I think because travel is quite high friction, I'm sure a lot of people in the space find that, you know, you do have to take time off. You need to make plans. You need to spend money. It can often, I'm talking about my own life, but it can get pushed aside, right? Like we can really need a holiday and just not take it. So I think the narrative around that is changing. But, you know, whenever we actually take the time to go and switch off, it's always so obvious in hindsight. It's like, oh, obviously this was a good idea. But in the lead up, you're like, oh, can I really take the time off? Like, you know, can I actually go offline for that week? Like, whatever it might be. So I think it's just, can we help take people on that journey and inspire people to come and do this and really prioritize switching off? Because it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah. That concept of switching off, I think, is very unique in terms of the wellness industry and the self-care and the rest and relaxation that comes with it. Like every conference I've been to from a hotel perspective and a hospitality industry has all been about, you know, the rise of wellness, but with tech and how tech is enabling wellness, you know, having your IV drips and your body scans and everything else that comes with it. And I love the way that you are just stripping it right back to the basics.
If you enjoyed today's conversation, I just have one favor to ask, and that is to take out your phone now and text or email this episode to someone you work with or an industry friend and tell them what stood out to you. The reason I produce this show is to help you and your business, and it takes teamwork to do that. So I encourage you to move this beyond just being an idea, something you listen to sharing it with your team so that you can implement it in your hospitality business. And the ideas we heard today drive actual results and improvements for you. I'd also love to hear what you thought about the episode today. You can email me, josiah@hospitalitydaily.com. Hospitality Daily has become the number one podcast in hospitality, thanks to you and the tens of thousands of hospitality providers around the world that join us each day to learn and grow together. So thank you for joining us. And if you have something to teach or share with our community, I'd love to hear from you as well. So please email me or send me a message on LinkedIn and let's talk. A few more things before we go. First, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite app to stay inspired each day by actionable insights from the most interesting people in hospitality. If you'd like to listen to more conversations like the one that you just heard, visit this podcast website at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com. I spent a lot of time building out this website because I want to make it really easy for you to listen to the topics and guests that you are interested in, whether that's culture and leadership or operations or technology or something else. You can browse and search the entire library of more than 650 episodes from some of the top leaders and innovators in hospitality at podcast.hospitalitydaily.com and get ideas for delighting the people around you in reaching your business and career goals. And finally, if you prefer to read a recap of these ideas each day, I'd be happy to send you my top takeaways by email. You can subscribe at hospitalitydaily.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you here again tomorrow.